In a sense, it's not a surprise. The surprise is that it's taken this long. I always thought that there would have to be a whole series of resignations from the company. We saw it with the chief executive. I expected there to be resignations in the United States, and we've also seen some in terms of the engineering side of things. So it's a surprise to me that it's actually taken this long to happen.
Yes, it's interesting. In a statement, Volkswagen says that Michael Horn showed, and I quote, exemplary leadership during difficult times for the brand, obviously referring there to the emissions cheating scandal. How well do you think Michael Hall handled the whole affair? He testified, didn't he, before Congress when it was raging?
That's right. I mean, I think in a sense he did a good job in kind of putting the hands up and saying, you know, we screwed up. And that was the most forthright of the kind of confessions of guilt, as it were, out of Volkswagen. So in that sense, I think he played a very important role. But let's remember, he was also the boss that was in charge when this was going on. And he was the boss that was in charge when they were denying that they were doing it. So, you know, he got them into this mess. He then put his hands up and said, look, we've really screwed up and we need to start again. So I think ultimately he had to pay the price for it.
Do you think Volkswagen now has a future in the United States?
Certainly, it's managed to kill the diesel market. The diesel market was never a very big market in the United States, and it was trying to get that going, and it was trying to sell its diesel cars as clean cars. That's now completely ruined. It can't even sell some of its diesel models in the US anymore. They're not allowed to at the moment because there hasn't been a fix. So it needs to utterly rebuild its reputation there. It's throwing money at the problem in terms of heavy discounting, trying to tempt buyers back, but it needs to rebuild its reputation. It ultimately, I think, has to come clean with the regulator. There's still criticism about how responsive they are to requests for information. And I think it needs to invest substantially in a new range of environmentally friendly vehicles and embrace electric cars. Now, they said they will do that, but we've yet to really see any detail on it.
And what about in Europe? To what extent is Volkswagen managing to put this crisis behind it, do you think?
Well, I think the company faces a fundamental problem globally. Now, in Europe, some are saying, well, their car sales are actually holding up and they're actually increasing. However, they are losing market share, and I think they are having to discount to keep customers. When you factor in the discounting, the money that they're having to pay in fixing the problem, the likely fines that are going to come from America, as well as the challenge from investors, it's going to cost the company tens of billions. So they are going to face a very substantial hit. I think they will weather it. I think they can use the crisis actually to do positive things in terms of embracing the new technologies that are needed. And ultimately, let's remember, this is a company with a turnover of 200 billion euros and it's backed by the German government. So it should get through it. And I think it needs to use this crisis in a positive way.